Hello, friends. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and this is an episode of Book Talk with Dominic Howarth from Book and Bottle. Dom, welcome back to studio.
Always happy to be here. Thank you so much, Nanette, for having me.
There's so much to talk about. Let's start because Pride is June and St. Pete is Pride. Tell us what people are reading and should be reading.
Absolutely. One thing you'll find at Book and Bottle is plenty of Pride picks. What I'm currently reading that I am eating up is Emperor of Gladness by Ocean Vuong. You probably have seen him being interviewed by Oprah. It was Oprah's book club pick. Any single time that you see him interviewed, you'll just get this wash of earnestness and sincerity and emotion, and that translates in his fiction. It's very much a Vonnegut meets Dostoevsky, but at the most accessible level, about these people who need second chances in this small town in Connecticut, and it's absolutely gripping. I probably cry every, like, fourth page. It's gorgeous. If you want something a little bit lighter, local Orlando author Krista Arnett just released Stop Me If You've Heard This One, which is about Cherry, this woman who yearns to be a clown and is doing everything that she can to make it in Orlando, doing her dream when she meets this female magician who she falls heads over heels for. And, of course, hilarity and red noses ensue. So very, very fun. And then, of course, we have the classics. So we have always James Baldwin in the store. And Giovanni's Room is that perennial classic of this American expatriate who falls in love with a French man. It really trailblazed gay fiction. It was released in the late 50s after his debut, and publishers told him that they were not going to release it. And James Baldwin was like, well, too bad. This is the book I'm writing. And because of that fierceness is like why we have so many incredible books now. So absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. What are you reading as far as local authors lately?
Oh, well, I just got my hands on a copy of Havana Girls by L.L. Kirshner. And I'm really excited to dive into that. We're going to be having an event with her in July, a little author happy hour. And we always love supporting local authors. And that book is really fun. It's about these women who go up against the mob and the G-men. And it's set both in Havana and in Miami. And it's like the third in her trilogy. So I'm really excited to dive into that.
That's part of the Queenpin trilogy. And yes. L.L. Kirshner has been a podcaster with us. And we're just delighted. We started out with Web City and the St. Pete part one, which I could not put down. Part two, they went to Vegas, a little mob action.
Yeah, we love a little mob action, but I'm Sicilian, you know.
We're moving to Sicily with Dom for a book club. Tune in, folks.
You have to do it. Sorry to do it to you guys.
Well, you know, and her other book that, of course, you have was Blissful Thinking. And this is a book, you know, she actually lived in Qatar and worked. And she's so many things. We love L.L. L.L. Kirshner, shout out to you, and we'll have that posted. What else local authors are you looking at this bookstore?
Yeah, so Alicia Thompson, who lives in St. Petersburg, she's an incredible romance author. With Love from Cold World was one of my favorite romance books. She just released Never Been Shipped. We had a little happy hour on Tuesday, which was really, really lovely. It's about this band who had this one big hit and then promptly broke up. And they have this like forks proximity in which they take this gig and this ship. And they're going to be together for 5 days. And they're not sure how it's going to work. And the lead singer and the head guitarist, of course, won't fall in love. You know, that classic trope. But really steamy, really fun. Alicia Thompson is like a local master when it comes to romance fiction. So perfect for summer.
We have lost some incredible musicians. And I want to talk about biographies. Brian Wilson, of course, the Beatles, Sly and the Family Stone. What musical biographies do you have at Book and Bottle? And what other biographies? You know, I think biographies are fabulous for summer reading.
Absolutely. Obviously, we did Loose Sly, and thankfully, Simon & Schuster did release his autobiography just last year, so we were able to get that right before that creative genius left us. So absolutely, that is one of my favorites to read. Hanif Abdurraqib wrote this book, There's Always This Year, and it's called On Basketball and Ascension, so it's about like LeBron James, but there's also this absolutely gorgeous essay in there about God Only Knows by Brian Wilson. You don't expect it. It kind of creeps up on you, but Hanif Abdurraqib is sort of like this magician. He can pull anything out of a hat. I've always loved that song. I've always thought Brian Wilson was this like incredible genius, but reading that and getting into the how and the why of it just made me love the song even more and made it like top three. So absolutely one of those books. Also again for Pride Month, Marsha P. Johnson, of course, who started the riot at Stonewall. There is now this incredible biography called Marsha by Tourmaline that's entertaining, goes into who Marsha P. Johnson was and who they are now as a icon for so many, and especially now, especially on Juneteenth. It's a really important time to be talking about these black trailblazers in Pride.
Absolutely. Now, listen, you and I both love fantasy, dystopian futures, mm-hmm. and literary fiction. So let's move into that category.
Absolutely. So when it comes to dystopian fiction, a book that I am really, really just putting in so many hands right now is There Are Reasons for This by Nini Berndt. I would call it light dystopian in the sense of it's very much, it kind of just feels like our world. It's set in a Denver, Colorado, in which there are wildfires everywhere, and like, you're not able to go outside very often. And the real meat of the story is about how this young man passes away. And the sister of the young man goes to Denver to go meet his best friend. And when she gets there, she doesn't disclose that she is his sister. And so there's a little bit of this tension that starts to occur, especially as the best friend and the sister start to fall in love. It's a beautiful book on love at the end of the world and like how do we choose each other when it feels like everything is on fire. I laughed, I cried. Nini Berndt is an incredible person who I've been being able to get to talk to on Instagram, and she's going to come into the store on Sunday because she has a gig in Gainesville and she's flying out of Tampa, and I'm going to get to like chat with her and have her sign some copies, which I'm very, very excited about.
That is great, folks, and that is really exciting. I have to tell you about two books that I read, and I want to know about what you think. Mm-hmm. You know, Mother's Day just happened. My mother passed 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and then her birthday is coming up on June 23rd. Sylvia, listen to this because you loved mm-hmm. a good book. I did not write this book, but this book fascinates me. Jeanette McCurdy's memoir about her difficult relationship with her mother, I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Yes, yes.
And then the other one is Erica Jong's Daughter, her new book, about her mother, and it is not kind. Of course, Erica Jong, for those of you who are from many generations before, after me, wrote Fear of Flying and descended into dementia and at the end. So, you know, those books, those kind of nonfiction books really grab you. What other nonfiction books really have a story that is difficult to read, like Spare, Henry, you know, Prince Harry's story? What other ones do you have there?
Oh, my God. One of my favorites to recommend, Amy Lynn, Hereafter. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous memoir about this woman who loses her husband really, really suddenly. He's just out on a run and he collapses. And so they have no idea really what occurred. And they're just recently married. And the way that she writes is like very spare prose, like using white space as this like punctuation mark almost. In the same way that grief is nonlinear, she tells the story in this nonlinear fashion. It does not go to A to Z. It goes from A to like D and then back to Z and then back to A, because the way we experience this loss is the way that she is telling the story, and just like big heaving sobs. It really was able to, because we all experience loss in some way, whether, you know, sadly for her, it was her husband, sometimes it's a mother, sometimes it's a brother, sometimes it's a relationship. Maybe it's, maybe they're not even dead, but the person they were is now dead to us. And so whenever anybody is like, I need a book because I'm working on something, I hand them that because I'm like, this is a mirror for you to look at, and it will help you. So that's one of my favorite books, Hereafter.
Joan Didion, of course, wrote this famous book about her daughter's passing and really explored the heart of grief, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, absolutely. And grief is just this, there's this great quote in which grief is just love in a heavy robe. And wow. I think about that every day. And that grief is a feeling that we are also lucky to hold.
So we've moved us into, I don't want to say the self-help book, because, you know, of course, Passion Struck John Miles, we love that book. Mm-hmm. We love our friend Vanessa Autry.
Absolutely.
Burnout, Beating Burnout, and it's not exactly the title, but she has another book coming. Talk to me about some of the books on the shelves that speak to mental health issues we might be having, and just in general, mind-body wellness.
Absolutely. One of my favorite self-help books that is sort of a anti-self-help book is Meditations for Mortals by Oliver Berkman. Oliver Berkman was a writer for The Guardian. He was kind of like their hack guy, their life hack guy. Like, oh, if you sleep for like 4 hours and then wake up, you'll have this amount of energy. And he realized that he was getting completely burnt out. And so he felt like he was kind of living a lie. And so he started looking into deep philosophies and seeing that, like, one of the main truths that we are constantly running away from is that we will all pass away and perish. And so his books, Meditation for Mortals, and The Antidote, is all about dealing with this truth and not approaching at it from this, like, laconic, draconian, or insensitive way, but from like a place of celebration that we only get, like Mary Oliver said, this one wild and precious life. And so what I love about Meditations for Mortals is it's like set up for like 6 weeks, and so you read a chapter a day. And what I did was I journaled every day about it and really, really enjoyed that process of like making friends with this big, big, scary thing. That is still a big, scary thing, but at least I know it's in the room.
It's a big, scary thing. I'm closer to the big, scary thing than you. So let's talk about the Bro Book Club. Oh. What are you reading? What have you been reading? Tell them about the Bro. For those of you listening, gentlemen, start your engines.
So yes, on the side, I do run Reading Rainbows, which is a male friendship book club that I run with my best friend, Kals Daniel. We just saw that there was a gap in which, like obviously at Book and Bottle, we have Lady Leaders, which is a safe space for women to come together without men around, which is super, super important to build friendships and strengthen bonds. But I didn't see that in my male spaces. And I have a lot of female friends, and selfishly, I don't have a lot of male friends because it's hard to like make friends with guys who are like non-toxic, who are able to explore their feelings, are able to goof around and just like be boys with, but then like get serious with. So we've been reading these books, poetry, nonfiction, memoir, in order to kind of like open up with each other, build these bonds. And so next we're reading The Will to Change, Men, Masculinity, and Love by Bell Hooks, who is one of the great second wave feminists and feminist scholars. And we're going to be meeting in July for that. We do have a Instagram page. Reading Rainbows is one of my favorite things that I'm doing on the side right now. And it's just like a really great way to slowly change the world one rainbow at a time.
Well, if you've just joined us, we're talking to Dominic Haworth. He's with Book and Bottle. He is so much more than this. He's a writer. He's a bon vivant. He's a dancer. I am proud to call him a friend. And before he's we so talk cute. About the events, Dom, just tell us what else, because you always have things on that bookshelf of yours that you're meandering through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a lot of books that are coming out in August and September that I'm eyeing. Mona Awad wrote this incredible book, Bunny, which is one of my favorite dark fantasy gothic books. It's very much like Heathers meets Frankenstein. Well, she is releasing a prequel sequel called We Love You, Bunny, that I'm really excited to crack open, and has just been staring at me on the bookshelf. So once I'm done with all my Ocean Vuong, I'm going to be moving into that.
Very cool. So, Book and Bottle, I'm going to start it off. Summer camp. Who knew they had a summer camp? In July, 1 June 30th, Cozy Reading Time and Tie Dye Outside. Absolutely. Bedazzle your fave book. Now listen, I'm going to go home and do this week, and I'm going to bedazzle my fave book and get inspired. That is on July 13th. And the Mini Flower Vase Painting and Mimosas. Wow. These are summer camps for adults.
Yes, absolutely.
Yay!
We deserve some fun too during summer. You know, it shouldn't just be all doldrums and heat and humidity. Like, get out of that. Be amongst books, be amongst friends. Or better yet, make new friends.
Well, I'm going to meet new friends and make the old.
Absolutely. That's
gold,
amazing.
Right? All right. Tell us about some of the other events that are going on.
Absolutely.
Let's get through these.
On the 28th, Saturday, 28th, we have our Pride Sidewalk Social. We have a little wine tasting as well, and we're going to have a DJ. Really excited any single time. It's the same night as it's kind of like pre-parade. So if the parade is too much for you and you want to still celebrate Pride, definitely come out. Or if you want to just have a little fun before the parade and have a good time, then do that as well. Fantasy Day is going to be on the 13th of July. We're going to have Butterbeer, Witch's Brew. We're going to have special macarons. Pretty much anything for all of our lovers of fantasy. Going to be a really great time. All of our book clubs, obviously. We're reading Ocean Vuong's On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous for this last Thursday. And one of my favorite things is Page to Picture. We are going to be doing this book club with Greenlight Cinema, in which we are going to be reading books that became movies. They're going to get the rights for the movie. It's one ticket. So you get the ticket, you get the book, you get the movie, you get a moderated discussion. Our first book is The Orchid Thief, which became adaptation by Nicolas Cage, which is going to be a really meta discussion on how to adapt a film to picture or adapt a book to film. And it, oh my God, it's the intersection of everything I love in nerdy.
Well, of course, Orchid Thief was a New Yorker piece by yes. my favorite New Yorker writer. And our friend, of course, our movie guy, we have movie talk, we have book talk. Mm-hmm. Mike Haslett will be in studio today to talk a little bit more. That's going to be at Greenlight Cinema.
Greenlight Cinema.
Well, absolutely. And you know who else is at Greenlight Cinema? The very one and only Eugenie Bondurant.
Yes, yes.
Mary uh-huh. Rachel Quinn, Station 12 Studio. Also podcasters. But we digress. You also have a Sips and Stride mm-hmm. monthly women's run club. This I got to hear about. So you run with wine?
So run first, wine later. Run first, wine later. Yes, it is like the little treat after you're done sweating out all of your impurities and then... come to Book and Bottle for that.
And if you go by Book and Bottle, you see many people. Everyone is outside. They are just reading books. There's silent reading. There's journals. So, Dominic, before we sign off, tell us how we can find out more about Book and Bottle.
Absolutely. You can go to bookandbottlestpete.com/events for all of our fun stuff. We have our Instagram page, which is lovely. We just posted all of our fun little pics that we've been reading. Or better yet, just come to the store, 17 6th Street North.
Folks, for Radio St. Pete, Book Talk, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Actually, I'm just the sidekick. Dominic Hallworth is the host. Dominic, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
being
Nanette.
Here.
You're lovely.
Until we read again.
Absolutely.